Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. Here we are, back again like bad pennies. It is that time of the week, as they say, not the month. It is Friday evening, it is 9 o'clock. It is time for the best in modern and contemporary jazz in Jumping In with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, hello and welcome to this week's show. Sorry if you missed us last week, but the station was providing daily updates from the Guild. And what a magnificent showcase the Manx Competitive Music, Speech and Dance Festival, to give it its full name, is. And hopefully you managed to get along to see some of the island's best talent on show. Well, this year is shooting past an alarming rate. Can you believe it's only a matter of weeks until TT? Seems like Christmas has only just gone. So, H, what's been getting you revved up this week, other than the inevitable roadworks, and obviously, what feels that has popped into your post bag worthy of a spin?
Well, celebrating the music of the great Mike Westbrook, who left us just recently at the grand old age of 90. He was still planning another gig at the time, it seems. A great and underrated British jazzer, of course. I dive back to the Monash sessions with Enrico Rava. Also been enjoying it. Walter Smith III. He's got a new one out, but this is actually going back to his In Common. It's great.
And for me, well, we persist, we haunt, we like a squeeze of lime in it. And to start off, it's a bit of a special birthday, but not for an individual this time, but 50 or more musicians. The Metropole Orchestra is 80 years old, can you believe, and had a special concert to celebrate their new double album. Here's the title track, A Rack Attack.
Thank you.
Very nice indeed, a Rack Attack. Vinyl and digital only release from the fantastic Metropole Orchestra, founded back in 1945 by the Dutch government in exile. Not to politely revisit Beethoven, but to bring some joie de vivre to a country that had just come out of the end of the war, with music that was meant to connect people, to comfort them, and maybe even make them dance a little, they say. And that is what they're pretty much still doing today. The lavish double LP has 8 commissioned compositions by Maurice Kliphuis, who's the one we heard now, he's a horn player within the band, Vince Mendoza, Donnie McCaslin, Miho Azama, who was directing the orchestra, Tineke Postuma, Mark Giuliano, Shai Maestro, and Louis Cole, under the direction of Miho, who has also got a new album of her own out. The piece was composed for the Dutch orchestra by the French horn player Maurice Kliphuis, and we heard a solo and ensemble contributions from Paul van der Veen on the soprano sax, and the percussionists Mark Giscoul, Eddie Koopman, and drummer Martin van Yeek. The album is out now on V2 record label, and as it says, the orchestra varies from around about 50 and upwards. It'd be great to see them live.
Certainly would, or any music live is always a great thing, isn't it? Marvellous, and we're looking forward to some great live music at the North Sea Jazz Festival. We've just been talking about it as we've been listening to the Metropole Orchestra there as we're going for the first time this year. Wonderful. Now, I'm sure many of you will have seen or heard of the recent death of the great Mike Westbrook at the age of 90. Not a bad innings, as our dad would have said. And I can do no better than quote a little bit from one of the obituaries, I think, on the Jazz UK site, where they quote themselves from Richard Cook and Brian Morton on the Penguin Guide to Jazz on CD, who say, "It's tempting to suggest that were Mike Westbrook American or German rather than English, his career might have been garlanded with the kind of praise it so conspicuously deserves. Britain's neglect of one of its most distinguished composers amounts to a national disgrace." They were very good with that, and great words from Richard Cook and Brian Morton. In Britain, we're great at not celebrating some of our wonderful jazz players. Stan Tracy, always sort of floating under the radar a little bit, despite the fact he was the grandfather of British jazz for so many years. Michael Garrick, another one, undersung for so many years. And, well, the list could probably go on if you wanted to feel too downhearted about it. As it is, lots of fantastic albums you can still listen to enjoy the music, not least some of the great releases he brought out in the 1960s on the Derham label, Celebration release, Marching Song, Love Songs, and later on Metropolis. And I thought we'd dip into Celebration, featuring John Sermon, of course, on the saxes, and this is called Image. Thank you. Westbrook Concert Band of 1967, featuring well, who's who of British jazzers. Mike himself, obviously conducting and also composing and at the piano. John Sermon on baritone, soprano, saxes. Mike Osborne on alto. Malcolm Griffiths, trombone. Harry Miller, bass. Alan Jackson, drums. Dave Holdsworth, trumpet. The list goes on. Fantastic band. Sadly, an awful lot of them not with us anymore, of course. But the recordings still are, so get out and enjoy them. And it's a wonderful piece, as I say. I think it was Duncan Hining, the jazz critic, writing in an obituary on the Jazz UK site and said that I spoke to Mike just a few days before his 90th birthday. Westy proposed to celebrate with a rehearsal for a new composition that involved finding a way of celebrating and sounding some ancient church bells that local bassist and sculptor Marcus Verget was seeking to preserve. He was excited to find out what the music would sound like and discover whether he had realised his idea for the composition. The rehearsal was to be followed with afternoon tea and the musicians and maybe one or two friends. I don't know whether that composition ever actually came about. One suspects not, as I think he died shortly afterwards. But yeah, I love the fact that he was composing and still excited about new sounds and thinking about stuff right up to the end of his life. That's the way to live life, isn't it? Also, I listened to a little bit of Metropolis, which they played in the obituary piece or a great feature piece on Jazz Record Request a week or so back. And my goodness, that's a great album as well. I'll have to dig that one out and have a listen.
Yeah, very good indeed. And as you say, a name that perhaps doesn't get the recognition it does, but there's plenty of recorded music out there. And I'm sure, like the legacy of Kenny Wheeler, where new music is still being found and recorded, and indeed people who aren't mentioned enough, like John Taylor, Gordon Beck perhaps, Neil Audley, who's just celebrated the 50th anniversary of Kaleidoscope of Rainbows, a great many British jazz special people to go out and examine their recorded legacies. Next up for me, a piano trio who I don't know personally. It's a new trio from James Fernandez. Fernando, a young pianist who was tipped as one to watch a few years ago. Philly 3 is James's sixth album, but the first one with the trio, and perhaps the most mature in terms of both composition and the integration of the band as a unit. From it, here's Persistence. Thank you. Very nice indeed. Persistence from Philly 3, the new trio album from James Fernando. Philadelphia-based Fernando is a Berklee College graduate and formed the trio in 2023 when asked to fill an open performance slot at the Kennedy Center and given only 3 days' notice to come up with something. So the Philly 3 came about with James on piano, Dan McCain on bass and Kyan Williams on drums. And the self-titled Philly 3, this unit's nice debut album, is available now on Spring Garden Records.
Terrific stuff. You are listening to Jumping In with Chris and myself, H. And this is Walter Smith III and In Common.
Thank you.
From the first In Common album released on Whirlwind Records in 2018, that was Ace. And we were just saying as we were listening to that, the one time, and we've mentioned this before, the one time I've seen Walter Smith III live, he was very disappointing. I might have been jet-lagged, I don't know, but he just...
It was also very early in the morning on a Sunday.
Under-delivered, whichever way you looked at it. And yet, the albums I've always really enjoyed. And like I said, I think there's two or three In Common out now, and he's just brought out Twio, his other sort of group. I think they've just brought out another album quite recently.
Their second one is now Twio 2.
I haven't heard that. We'll try and feature that in the next few weeks. But so, yeah, took that one off the shelf the other day just for something to listen to. I was in that sort of mood and really, really enjoyed it. Reminded me how much I enjoy this band. Walter on the tenor sax, Matthew Stevens guitar, Joel Ross vibes, Harish Raghavan on double bass, and Marcus Gilmore at the drums.
Yes, we'll undoubtedly feature Twio 2, and it has a great lineup of Walter Smith III with Joe Sanders and Hendrik Scott, and also guesting Branford Marsalis and Ron Carter. We'll look forward to that to come a bit later on. Next up from me, a new release from the prodigious saxophonist Chris Potter, and his sixth release on the Edition label. It seems like yesterday when his first one came out, but this one, Alive with Ghosts Today, and from it, here's Sister Annie. Sister Annie, taken from Chris Potter's new release on Edition Records, Alive with Ghosts Today, inspired by the story of the abolitionist John Brown. Potter, widely regarded as one of the most influential composers and jazz soloists of his generation, traces Brown's 1859 raid on Harper's Ferry, a moment that exposed contradictions and violence and ideals at the heart of America. And to do this, he put together an ensemble that was built to sound like a small-town band, he says, with limited resources but deep character. And he had the pick of the bunch. Bill Frisell on guitar, Ray Moore on clarinet, Zekiere El Mahoubou on trombone, Sarah Caswell on violin, Burmese Travis on bass, Nate Smith at the drums, and of course, Chris Potter plays sax and both tenor and soprano. Alive with Ghosts Today is, funny enough, out today.
Very appropriate. Great. What was that trumpeter's name again? Very fine. Never heard of him.
I can't say it twice.
No. Enrico Rava, I can't pronounce him. He's 86 years old. As far as I'm aware, still playing. I haven't seen him actually sort of touring or whatever, so whether he's just recording or whether he's stopped, I don't know. But, I mean, again, so much music out. Such an amazing player. We have met him once or twice. I've never got to interview him, sadly, and I doubt we will now. But, my goodness, he's had such an amazing career. And as I say, as far as I know, he is still active. We can double check on that, but in the meantime, I was having a flip through the other day and I thought, gosh, I haven't heard this one for a while. The Monash Sessions, recorded at Monash University, featuring Robert Burke, Paul Grabakowski, another tricky one, Mirko Garini and Stephen Magnusson. And I thought, I haven't had this on the turntable for ages, dug it out, and as per with most Enrico albums, really enjoyed it. Let's hear Autobiografia. Thank you.
now we're going to play a piece that I think would be a very good theme song for a television show, but it isn't. It's nothing.
Bit of joyful noise from Carla Bley live in Hamburg in 1984, just been re-released recently. Great stuff. Gary Valanti howling away on trombone in places as per. A wink in every bar, as it suggests. But yeah, I've been enjoying that one. Thanks to our friends at Crossover Media. Michael Mantler on trumpet as well there, by the way. And Carla herself, of course, on organ. Before that, the wonderful Enrico Rava We'll see if he is still active. I'd love to see him again if he still
was. Well, he is. He was playing at Doodalong's Jazz Festival just 3 weeks ago.
There we go. He is still going. That's great. I haven't seen an album from him for a while, I don't think. No.
And he actually started on the trombone playing Dixieland. And it was only when he heard Miles, he swapped to the trumpet.
And he's 86. I love him. And the fact that album was recorded over 2 days, taking the Italian approach to music, relaxed but with intensity.
Well, that's just about it for this week's show. We'll be back in a couple of weeks with a special edition celebrating the 100th birthday of one of the most influential composers and trumpet players of all time. We'll leave you to work out who. But for now, we're going to leave you with a track from the debut release Here and Now from guitarist and composer Alessandro Iacchini and his quintet featuring Logan Richardson on sax, Domenico Senna on keys, Guido Scarpallo on bass, and Luca Gallo on the drums, and Alessandro on guitar, with something that we could all use round about now, a gin and tonic. Until next time.
Yeah, I'll have the gin and tonic a bit early.
See you later.